Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
He's the manager of the first place Milwaukee Brewers, the team with the best record in Major League Baseball. Good morning, Murph.
Good morning, guys.
You got anything in your pocket right now?
Nope, not yet.
You know what's fascinating about that is, I don't know if you know this, but Greg, who calls you every morning when we chat with you, his nickname is Pancake. So when we heard you talking about pancakes, that just sat at home with us. That's us right here. We talk pancakes all the time with him.
That's beautiful. I mean, this has been going on for years, and people are making a big deal out of it. But it was started with a bagel, and then, you know, sometimes you're rushed in spring training, and you got to rush out on the field, and nothing better than a pocket pancake or, you know, a bagel from your back pocket.
Well, you know this all too well, Skip, is when you're winning, it's all good. And the stories like that that you tell and the little things that happen in the clubhouse or in the dugout, when you're winning, it's all good and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I've been doing it when we're losing and when we're winning.
Right.
It just happens. But, you got to keep it loose sometimes. And yeah, I'm lucky I've got a bunch of young guys that have a good sense of humor.
So how are you keeping them in check here, Murph? Because, you know, as we talk about all the time, baseball's a long season, 162
ebbs
games.
And flows.
Yes, you're going to have some stretches where you're down, right? But and you want the guys, you want your guys to love the game and to love what's happening to them. At the same time, you don't want anybody's head getting too big or anybody getting too far out over their skis. So how are you working that balance?
Well, you know, when you got young players, you got to help them believe, but it's love and discipline. You know, you have to show them the way a little bit, but we've got a great group of leaders. I have a good staff, and we're just trying to make it about the right things, you know, make it about the process. You can't become emotionally attached to the results. You got to be really serious and emotional about your process, you know, doing the things and preparing the way to play good baseball. And it doesn't matter if you're a long-time veteran or someone who has great experience. You can do great things if you stay attached to the right things.
Isaac Collins seems to be finding his way, having a great year, had a great month of July, obviously had the big hit last night to win it for the Crew. This guy seems to be for real.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, when given a chance, this kid wasn't even going to make our team in spring. And we have a lot of players like that that no one's ever heard of. But they're hungry, and, you know, Isaac has just kept working. He's kept his head down and taken on every challenge we've given him and has proven to be very, very consistent. So we're going to keep going with it.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. Murph, first time we've had a chance to talk since the trade deadline, and the Brewers did make some moves, front office, you know, added some guys and things like that, but it wasn't a huge shakeup, right? Nothing that really disrupts the clubhouse significantly. How do you feel about the team, where this team advanced in the last several days?
I think we just worry about what we need to worry about. The trade deadline for different teams is different. You know, we've been adding pieces slowly all year long. We had a rash of injuries early. You know, I think there's 16 players on our opening day roster that are no longer active. That's amazing. So the turnover that we've had throughout the year has kind of been our trade deadline. Getting guys healthy, even though we've got a number of guys not healthy right now, but we've got some guys healthy in the meantime. you know, we made moves. We picked up a Quinn Priester. We signed Quintana late. So that was kind of our trade deadline. And of course we would have loved to have a big impact player here or there, but that isn't easy to pull off. And that isn't, it comes with a cost, and you got to weigh the pros and cons of that. So, you know, I believe in our front office and hopefully they believe in us, and we just keep going. And no one expected us to be where we are today, but you know, we're not satisfied in terms of, you know, this is what we do, and we want to keep climbing.
Well, clearly it's working. Nestor Cortez, who the Brewers traded for before the season, he got hurt, and he got shipped to San Diego at the deadline. He posted this on Instagram. Milwaukee was short-lived, but wow, what a group of gritty players and blue-collar organization. Sorry I couldn't give you guys more.
So yeah, Nestor's a pro. Yeah, he's a pro. He's been in a lot of environments, and I think he was chomping at the bit. He did give us a big appearance against the Reds early in the season that was much needed. A great outing. And I'm sure he helped a lot of young players in the locker room as he did his rehabilitation. And that's what it's all about, contributing back when you can't play and you're a veteran, you know, contribute back to some young players and give them some words of wisdom. It'll never be measured, but Nestor's a pro.
Murph, can you update us on at least your thoughts on when we might see some of these guys back? Sal Frelick, Jackson Churio, The Miz. Miz, it sounds like just an opportunity where he was a little bit banged up and you could actually get him some rest outside of the injury. But how about for Frelick and Churio?
Yeah, Churio's going to be out a while. It's a little more serious than we thought. We want to make sure that he's 100% when he comes back. Yeah. But I think he's ways away. I think Sal's a little closer. It's more of a nagging injury. He's coming off that hamstring, so we got to be careful in his return. But I think you'll see Sal fairly shortly. Churio a little longer. Miz, you know, he took a nasty shot off his shin. If you see it live, you'll be like, wow. You know, we just wanted to make sure his throwing program is effective during the week, and that matters. What you do during the week in between starts matters, and it was effective. And he couldn't prepare the way he wanted to, so we've given him some time, and he'll build back up, and we'll see him out there before long.
Well, Murph, one of the things that we like to do here when this team is just scorching hot like it is we always bring back the Brewers buzz. So the Brewers buzz is here to stay. We're talking about it again. This happened last year. We're feeling it again. People are walking lighter on air right now. Like, people are smiling. There's Brewers fans everywhere. It's becoming the conversation again, like when you just happen to talk to somebody.
No, you run into somebody at the hallway, the crew, no matter where you work. Hey, how about the Brewers?
Yeah, the Brewers buzz is loud and proud at the moment.
Yeah, that's really a neat thing. I mean, to have this club have the best record in baseball, and virtually no one predicted that we'd even be close to this type of thing. And It's a wonderful tribute to the young players that put on the uniform every day and compete like crazy.
If you want to bring up the Brewers buzz to the players, you can. You can tell them about it if you want. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
Murph. Really know about it.
Brewers and Braves once again tonight in Atlanta. 6:15 first pitch.